MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Quinton Rossi, CEO at Spear REIT. Results for the year in February saw distributable income up just over 3%, as is distributions as well. Quinton, appreciate the time. A strong set of numbers. Occupancy, a lot jumped out at me. Occupancy, 97%. Of course, there's some moving parts depending on the sectors, but it's a good number.
Oh, good morning, Simon, and thanks for having me on the show, and good morning to your listeners. Yeah, absolutely. We put a lot of work into our leasing strategy, and we certainly saw a notable improvement coming through, especially since the formation of the GNU. I think tenants, investors, capital managers, there's nothing that scares people away as much as uncertainty. The minute we had a bit more certainty, we saw strong commitments coming through from tenants across the portfolio. And interestingly enough, the office sector really turned a strong corner. If you compare our FY24 occupancy rate of around 84% to our FY25 office occupancy rate of 93%, we certainly have seen that the GNU, despite the odd dislocation here and there, has been really good for business, particularly within the Western Cape.
You mentioned office. A lot of that, I imagine, is the international BPOs. But is that sort of how it is, or is there more to it than just that?
No, I think there is. The BPOs, the large occupier spaces, have been predominantly occupied by the BPOs. Mm-hmm. But also your return to office momentum, believe it or not, is still underway. You've also got businesses that have brought back more staff, but more than that, they've actually employed more staff. They've either consolidated businesses where they've now had to scale, and they've actually increased their footprint. Often within our portfolio, the beauty of having a Western Cape only portfolio with a diversification is that we can actually move tenants between buildings if we wanted to within the southern suburbs or the northern suburbs or the CBD. And we've seen an organic expansion of the existing tenant base, but also the BPOs have played a role. Financial services have played a role. Mm-hmm. Tourism has played a role. And the fintech businesses have boomed. I mean, as an example, we've got over 500 fintech businesses in Cape Town employing over 40,000 people. Wow. So that's also a very booming industry. Together with the renewable energy space, we've also taken quite a few tenants that operate in that space that have occupied space within our diversified portfolio.
Okay. In terms of the group as a whole, how's rental reversions been? You're getting positive numbers there across the different categories?
Yes, no, we are. Offices, we had a slight negative print of about 3.17%. But if we look back, and it's always good to look at the past to understand, you know, the present. In the previous financial year in FY24, we were just on the cusp of going flat on a core portfolio level.
Yeah.
In this financial year, we've achieved a core portfolio positive rent reversion of 4.18%. There's a lot to take, you know, to celebrate there. We saw a more than double inflationary growth in rent reversions on retail, which is very positive because your national retailers are now starting to allocate more capex to store expansions. We're seeing that retailers are willing to sign longer leases, and also they're willing to test previous locations where they were not certain because they've bought other brands and then are rolling out those brands into some of our convenience retail centers. And on industrial, yes, it's been a kind of, let's call it a more benign kind of 1.13% positive growth, but that is also a building block towards overall revenue growth as our industrial parks remain very attractive to manufacturing, to logistics, to urban logistics, to bulk storage. And within the office sector, one thing that's always important to understand that it's very expensive to replace an office tenant. There's tenant installation costs, there's commissions, and there's a vacancy period. In actual fact, it's far cheaper from an asset management perspective to take a marginal reversion on your rental than actually to lose the tenant. And that's also why, for us, we live by the principle rent preservation, tenant preservation. Don't be a pushover, but do a fair deal. Because at the end of the day, that income continuity is actually worth way more than hoping to kind of push a tenant out and then maybe get a 2 or 3 rand a square meter extra, in our opinion.
100%. And it might take you 3 months in that lost income. Listening to you now, is it almost perhaps time to say that in the REIT space, okay, in the Spear REIT example, we're kind of past the horrors of the pandemic. You talk about return to office. So we kind of got back to normal at last.
Absolutely. And that's also one of the reasons why we weren't afraid of acquiring this diversified portfolio from Emira when we acquired the portfolio. We had the market under, you know, we're specializing in one market. So we have an acute understanding of the pushing and the pulling that's happening on the ground. And we could see that there was a supply constraint building in the office sector. And the cheapest office building that you can buy is an existing one, not one that you develop. And I think that's an important takeaway. And also that new office building developments weren't taking place at the rate that would be able to supply the demand, which meant that there was an inflection point where you would see real rental growth in offices really coming through over the next 12 to 36 months. So from that perspective, that's why I said, you know, we've got asset allocation criteria, which is predominantly focused on industrial and retail, together with very specific commercial locations. And that's qualified by the fact that we want to only own commercial assets in Century City, in the southern suburbs, in the CBD, and in the northern suburbs of Cape Town, because those are the nodes that are primed for consistent growth, not just, okay, it's a nice new location and it falls out of favor. We want to invest into commercial assets that have got a very long runway. And that's what we've done, and we're doing it consistently. So from an asset allocation perspective, you know, we're not afraid of offices.
Yeah, 100%. And it's working so far. Your loan-to-value, just over 27%. You say that your sort of target ratio is sort of 38 to 43. So you're well within that. Does that mean that you're, I mean, I imagine that you're always on the hunt for the right building, but are you perhaps looking a little harder in terms of some deals, some loans?
Yeah, so we definitely are in the process. So we've got about R1 billion of investment acquisition pipeline we're looking at the moment. Yesterday, we announced our first acquisition for the year, which was a multi-tenanted agri and food logistics facility in Paarl, which will be our first investment into the Drakenstein municipality. It's a 30,000 square meter multi-tenanted 100% let industrial park. But actually, the beauty of that deal is that it's going to do, it's not actually going to really push up our loan to value because the sellers, in a strong show of support for our business and our strategy, are actually vending the asset into Spear through a Section 42 asset for share swap for shares. And that is like a massive vote of confidence for us because they want to still be invested in real estate in an indirect manner, but only in the Western Cape. So that's not going to have a big impact on our loan to value. But if you have a look through the presentation, when you got a gap, you'll see that the LTV sensitivity analysis, there's about R200 million we've allocated to portfolio capex and development.
Yep.
And we've got the dividend that's going to be paid out. And once all that is said and done, our LTV will still be below 31%. So we are very much looking at quite a few very attractive opportunities in the industrial and in the retail space at the moment. So yeah, watch the SENS announcement space. Hopefully in the not too distant future, if everything aligns, some more announcements will be forthcoming.
And we'll chat with you then again. Quinton Rossi, CEO, Spear REIT. Appreciate the time.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.